We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, today in a pregame ceremony before the Mets-Cardinals game, the PGA of America named David Wright, the former Met third baseman, the seven-time All-Star, the two-time Gold Glover, as honorary ambassador of the PGA Championship. It is moving from Belrive Country Club, the 100th in St. Louis, to Bethpage Black in New York. It'll be May 13th through the 19th. Pitches a ball to Broxton, and the next one from Gant is swung on, hit to third, through third and short and into left field for a base hit for Broxton. So he's aboard with a leadoff single. And joining us in the booth is David Wright and the Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith. Ozzie, what a great time we had. First of all, thank you for coming in, and what a time we had at the 100th.
It was a fun time. People still talking about it, Tom. And I was telling David that I'm sure that he'll probably have the same experience this year at Bethpage Black.
It was a lot of fun. And David, you made the joke down there. You said kind of a downgrade, huh?
That's what you said, two-time Gold Glove winner. I'm like, don't say that. We're next to Ozzy here. That's an appetizer for Ozzy. So, what an honor to get a chance to be around Ozzy the last couple of days. A guy that, certainly I idolized, and, just as good off the field as on the field. So, what a pleasure.
The batter is Carlos Gomez, and John Gant has a runner at first. That's Keon Broxton to deal with, and he throws over there, and Broxton is back safely. And New York, it's been a while since they had a PGA championship, but they handle sporting events as well as anywhere in the world. And I know the fans are going to eat that up. It is tremendous and a great event.
It's going to be good. It's going to be fun for me to see the passion that the Mets fans and the baseball fans in New York have for golf. Go out there and see kind of a different perspective. I'm going to be one of those fans, and can't wait to enjoy the festivities and see some great golf.
Gomez swings through a pitch from Gant, and it's 0-1 to the right-handed hitter. Cardinals up 2-1 here in the bottom of the second, joined in the booth by David Wright and Ozzie Smith. And Ozzie, the galleries in St. Louis were having a blast, and it was the last time in August. They have moved it now to May.
Yeah, it was, and I think the players talked about this and how it was from Monday to Sunday. It was extremely...
This one's hit into left field by Gomez there to get it, and throwing back into the infield is Ozuna. We'll continue to watch him make his throws as he continues to recover from his shoulder surgery. So aboard with the hit is Gomez, and there are runners at first and third and nobody out. But yeah, it was.
It was, it was packed every day, and I certainly had a chance to. I was there every day, and they just kept coming, and I think it was the excitement that was created with an event like that. And I was telling David, World Series, and I've been to All-Star games and all of that, but there was something different about the excitement of this crowd that we had there in St. Louis.
Rajay Davis is the batter, first and third, nobody out, 2-1 Cardinals. Mets threatening here. The pitch comes from Gant, and it's up and in for a ball. David said nice things about you, but I'll say this about David Wright, and I know you'll echo it. There was a time where there wasn't a brighter face in baseball than David Wright. Everybody loves being around him, and he is as loved a New York Met as any in history.
More importantly than that, Tom, I think that he's the better person off the field, too. He's great with people. Now, I've watched him... I watched him come up as a young man, and he has a lot of respect for the game of baseball and the history of the game, and that's always very, very important.
Next one is up to Davis, so it's 2-0 to Rajay Davis. Gant looks in at Molina. Dangles his right arm, gets his sign. He comes set, and he delivers a 2-0 pitch to Davis. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. So the 100th was in St. Louis. Now Bethpage Black will be the site, and that is a challenge.
Yeah, we went out and tried to hit him around a little yesterday, so I can't even imagine what that's going to be like. So, you know, I need to stick to putt-putt in the par three courses because yesterday was, you know, I was joking with Ozzie earlier that, you know, not only was he a better baseball player, but, you know, certainly a better golfer also. So I got to start picking it up a little bit. But it was a fun time yesterday.
That was going to be – yesterday was a challenge. You got 186 bunkers there at Seminole, and no way were you not going to find a few of those, and we certainly found our share of them.
Well, Seminole, now you're talking. That's another great one. 3-1 to Davis. Gant comes set. And here comes the pitch. He looks at third and brings it home. And a check swing. Did he go? No. And so he's aboard with a walk. Davis, and the bases are loaded now with nobody out. The Mets down 2-1. May 13th through the 19th, Bethpage Black, the PGA Championship. And the Wanamaker Trophy is here on display. You were able to have a pregame ceremony around 11 o'clock. And it really is great to see the New York media. They were all over it, of course. That they are all over everything, aren't they, at every moment? That is that can be really something that will cement New York history, to have a PGA championship. You'll have the first one back in May.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, I've played many a baseball game in May in New York, so you know, hopefully the weather cooperates a little bit. So I know we're all knocking on wood, and like I said, it should be a good time. You got the world's best. And to see it up close and personal like that, the way that they go about their business, I'm really in awe of those men and women that go out there and do that for a living, play golf. It's certainly a mental grind, to say the least.
Ronnie Mauricio is the batter. He takes the first pitch for a ball. Gant in a little trouble here. He has the bases loaded and nobody out here in the bottom of the second. He comes set. And he brings this pitch to Mauricio. Swing and a miss. Took a little off of that one. And he has him at 1-1. And the honorary ambassador, that title is very special, isn't it? To be able to be considered that. You're the host. It has to be a real honor to be able to have that.
Oh, amazing. And like I said, Ozzie with the first ever honorary ambassador title. Some big shoes to fill, and I've been trying to pick Ozzie's brain the last couple of days of how to enjoy it, how to get the most out of the experience, and like always, he's been classy as ever, and really give me some good advice to have some fun with it, and just kind of soak it in, because it's one of those things that to be able to represent the organization, to be able to represent baseball, the area, the fans of New York, really is pretty special, and something that I'm going to try to soak in as much as possible.
What a week that's going to be. I can't wait to be there. Mauricio swings and misses on that one. Now drives this one into center. Bader back and makes the catch. Runner tags and scores. They hold the runner at second base. It's a sacrifice fly, an RBI, and the Mets have tied this game at 2. David, how did you do it? How did you battle for 2 years to continue to have your eye on baseball after battling spinal stenosis?
I think it's for the love. You hear athletes talk about it all the time. You want to go out on your own terms. Unfortunately, I wasn't, really able to do that. The Mets were very generous in giving me that last game. But it was something that I had a passion for. I still have a passion for. I love being around the game. I love talking the game. I certainly don't miss the physical aspects of it right now, but I miss everything else. And it's something that as long as I got a little foot in the door and am able to enjoy the game kind of now from afar, that fire's still burning for the game, and just enjoy everything about it.
Jeff McNeil's the batter. He pulls this one foul. Against Gant, he hit a ball a mile. The first pitch that Gant threw, hit it for a home run.
And he's a ridiculous golfer.
Is he?
He's like a +2.
McNeil?
Oh, yeah.
Guy had 36 hits in September last year. It was the most ever in a month by a Mets rookie. He is a big timer. Where's number 6? We're familiar with that number, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that number 6 was a great one.
McNeil waves that bat. 0-1 pitch coming with runners at first and second. One out from John Gant. Now he turns and fires to second. It goes off Gomez, and it's recovered by Colton Wong.
Gomez plays with a lot of energy, doesn't he?
He does.
What a character.
He felt that ball go off, and he spun around, made sure he saw where it was, and Wong was able to get it under control.
I was going to ask you guys, you've seen a lot more. How's Goldie been this spring? He's always been one of my favorite guys to watch, you know, playing against him, the way he goes about his business. Has he had a good spring, and, you know, what are the first impressions?
Well, you read my mind, because I was going to ask you both about him, as he's certainly been in the news. We'll talk about that after Gant throws his next pitch. The 0-1 with one out. Here comes the pitch to McNeil. It's outside for a ball. Ozzy, I'll defer to you, but I'll just say the game comes to him, mm-hmm. and it reminds me of Albert Pujols, yeah. the way that he finds different ways to beat you.
Yeah, he certainly is one of those players that could beat you in several different ways, and he's great demeanor, and he's a great team. He has the right demeanor to be a good team player, and he goes about his work the right way, and he's going to be a good one.
He is something else. He's playing at first base right now, and the Cardinals are in a little trouble here. It's 2-2 game, one out, 1-1 pitch coming to McNeil from Gant. Swing and a ground ball to second. Wong has it, throws to second for one, and that's the only play they'll get. As DeYoung steps on second base for the out, it's going to be first and third and two outs. That's going to bring up Pete Alonso. Alonso, the first baseman today for the Mets, with two outs in a 2-2 ball game. Goldschmidt is, talk about a face of the game. He is one of those that I think a lot of kids could look up to his story.
And hopefully that'll just continue to grow, you know, being in St. Louis now and, you know, with the history of baseball there and, you know, being on a lot of nationally televised games, you know, hopefully people really start to appreciate the talent because, you know, he does it all. You know, you talk about a first baseman that can beat you offensively by hitting the ball out of the ballpark, hitting for average, drawing walks, getting on base, playing gold glove defense and, you know, stealing a bag or two. You know, I don't think you'll have a hard time, you know, counting those type of first basemen in the game. And, you know, it's obviously been an honor playing against him and a pleasure watching him. And, you know, I think he's still just continuing to get better. And that's I have a lot of respect for him.
First pitch is a strike to Alonso. 0-1 coming from John Gant with two outs. Runners at first and third. Here it is. Swing and a drive up the middle's a hit. Broke his bat. Run scores. Runner will stop at second. It's first and second and two outs. An RBI single by Pete Alonso, and the Mets have taken a 3-2 lead. With Paul Goldschmidt and the Cardinals set out for 2019 and ready to go for this season. Of course, the word has gotten out there, not finalized yet, but a contract extension in the works for Paul Goldschmidt and the Cardinals moving ahead. And Ozzy, I know that there's a lot to come. This Cardinals team seems to have been a little aggressive in the offseason. Missing three playoff years in a row doesn't sit very well with anybody.
No, especially in St. Louis, you know, and I think that the moves that they've made certainly are moves that are going to improve the ball club. And when you can get a player the caliber of a Goldschmidt, it does nothing but improve your club. And you take him with the Molina and some of the other young talent that they have, and this should be a much more exciting year.
The batter is Robinson Cano. You talk about one of the good ones. Cano is up there with runners at first and second and two outs. First pitch is fouled off. Ozzy, the PGA Championship will always be a part of your life. It was a highlight for everybody in St. Louis, but it also started PGA Reach, something that is near and dear to your heart. Tell us about the latest and how you continue to grow that throughout the country.
Well, it you know, our long-range goal, let's start at the back end. The long-range goal is to build a nine-hole multi-recreational facility across the street from Herbert Hoover's Boys Club. But in the meantime, what we've done is open the Best Buy Teens Tech Center, which is in the Herbert Hoover's Boys Club as the first phase of this whole program. So kids are starting to enjoy that. Technology today is just amazing. I was telling David I don't know. It's a lot tougher to play today with social media and the technology the way it is. I don't know if we'd have made it with the way that social media is uh-huh. today. But, you know, that's our long-range goal. And my goal was to expose as many kids as I possibly could to not only the game of golf, but the business of golf. growing up in South Central Los Angeles, I was never exposed to the game of golf, and I felt that when kids get in trouble, it's because they have so much idle time. And so golf will occupy some of that time, and it's not just the game itself, but the business as well that they can be exposed to.
Well, we love to continue to grow it through the PGA Championship, PGA Reach, and Ozzie Smith. And that one was popped up to short to end the inning. So, unfortunately, our time is done. I'd love to hang with you guys forever. Love you, Ozzie Smith. You're one of the greatest. And David Wright, great to see you. Congratulations on being the honorary ambassador. And cannot wait to see you at Bethpage at the PGA Championship.
Thank you. That was a pleasure.
Thank you. It'll be May 13th through the 19th at Bethpage Black. The Cardinals, after two innings, trail the Mets 3-2.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.